Joe H. Henry, singer Joe H. Henry, will be at the Yark coming up on Sunday, April 7th. He joins me now. Joe, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How about you, man?
Great, great. Listen, Joe, first thing I got to say, has anybody told you that you should be in radio?
Yeah, my mom always told me I had a face for it.
Okay. You've got a voice for it, too, and you've got quite the voice for singing as well. You are an ECMA nominee. Where are you from, Joe?
A little bit of everywhere, but now we're calling home up here on the North Mountain by Baxter's Harbor in the valley.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. And if nobody's ever heard your music before, how would you describe your music, your style?
Well, it depends on what releases we're talking about, because I've always been a huge proponent of music for music's sake. So I've got everything in there from early R&B to gritty soul, kind of rootsy stuff. Americana is what they're calling it, I guess, now.
Right.
So there's some country influence, some R&B influence, a little bit of everything, really.
Great. Who do you think growing up were some of your favorite bands, your favorite artists that you kind of looked up to?
Oh, that's a huge list. I guess it would depend on the genre, but I was always a big fan of, like, Dave Brubeck for the jazz world. Otis Redding, Otis Rush, the Otises, are, I guess everybody will call them. And then, like, Towns Van Zandt, Blaze Foley, Willie Nelson. And then, like, everybody who grew up with a mother, Fleetwood Mac, Van Morrison, all of the greats, you know. I was really influenced by a lot of music growing up.
Right, a little bit of everything. That's great, and you can definitely hear that in your music as well. You have a new new single that's been released, "Keep the Fire Burning." Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was that ended up being the title track of the EP that got released. It's a song that I worked on with a good friend of mine, Jamie Younger. It was my back into music after a 10-year hiatus, and it was pretty wild how well it did. Because it's gotten these nominations as well as gotten me on some major stages. It's been real good to me, and I'm so happy that it came out and got to live in the world.
Yeah, for sure. So tell me about, you write your own music, don't you?
Yes, sir.
How does that come about? I've talked to lots of different people before who write music, and they say, you know, it's something that takes a long time. Some people say, you know, it doesn't take long at all. When you think of a song, first, just tell me your process.
Yeah. So I've had I've been fortunate enough to have lived a very wide life, kind of like a full circle life, really. So that's a big part of my music, is a storytelling of that, because there's a lot of stuff that people might not know about, and I just kind of want to make them aware of, but I get to do it through songwriting. So usually what I do, my process is that I realize that I'm an antenna. It's almost nothing to do really with any talent or anything that I have. It's just I was thankfully born with this ability to be an antenna for these stories to come to life, and I get to just kind of sit back and let them tell me how they need to live, whether it's musically or lyrically, and they just kind of come to me like little gems, and then they get to live their life.
Great. Oh, that sounds very interesting. Now, you're going to be at the Yark coming up, as I said, on April 7th. If anybody's never seen you live before, what can they expect from a concert? You do some original stuff? Do you do some covers, too?
I'll do the odd cover, depending on the room. I really like to take the ability to create an environment for everybody that's there. So it's not just about me. It's people taking time out of their lives to come and join in an area and make it something that they're going to leave there with something, you know, make a memory. So if that's sometimes, if I am playing something and it moves somebody to ask me for a song, if I know how to do it, I'm always happy to oblige, because it is just, it's about creating the moment for everybody that's there. But it will be a lot of original material, some high energy, some thoughtful, but all very inclusive and in mind of having a great time with everybody there.
Great. Looking forward to it. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day, and hopefully we see you there.
That was Joe H. Henry. He'll be performing at the Yark coming up on Sunday, September 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale now, $27 each, $25 for members plus service fees. And check him out on wherever you listen to music. He's got quite the voice, let me tell you. He's got quite the speaking voice and quite the singing voice. Pretty incredible. Joe H. Henry.